from the moment Martin entered my class. I knew that boy was special. During the spring of his junior year, I traveled with him down to Dublin, Georgia for an oratorical contest. When Martin spoke about fair play and free opportunity for all people, all of us in the church were filled with hope. In 1944, we lived in a world with strict segregation, like on the buses. Negroes, as we were called at the time, had to sit in the back. If the bus was crowded and there were no available seats for us, we had to stand, even if there were empty white seats up front. The night of the contest, when Martin and I boarded a bus home, we were ordered to get up and give some white folk our seats. I guess we weren't moving fast enough for the driver because he began cursing at us. I could see Martin's stubborn streak start to show, and he was going to sit right back down and not move an inch. I managed to persuade him to obey the law. We rode for 90 miles, standing the whole way back to Atlanta. I think that is the angriest I ever saw him. Later, I heard him say that every time he got on a bus, he would take his body to the back, but leave his mind up on a front seat with the belief that one day his body would join his mind. For being a teacher, I sure learned a lot from my student.